Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, September 3rd. I'm Mark Daniels, one day away from opening day in the National Football League, and the Green Bay Packers going first as they take on the defending Super Bowl champion Seahawks at CenturyLink Field in Seattle Thursday night. Head coach Mike McCarthy says there's a different dynamic when you go first.
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's unique. There's dynamics that you have to be in tune with. You know, the play of the first game, you're normally used to preparing for 10 days. You're on a 7-day work week, which is, you know, very disruptive for the coaches and personnel department, particularly really for your whole team because your roster is not set. So you have some moving parts in day one and two in your 7-week, preparation.
One of McCarthy's favorite catchphrases is, you've got to learn how to handle success. Well, for Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll, coming off a Super Bowl title, it's his turn to see how well he handles it.
Well, hopefully really well. It's a long process to get guys ready to deal with the rigors of the season and the expectations that come in so many different directions from so many different angles at you. We have really built a mentality and hopefully a discipline about taking on what's right in front of us and not focusing on anything but that.
And that starts at 7:30 on Thursday night. Packers linebacker Clay Matthews says we're ready.
We feel good. We feel like we got some talent out there. We feel like we're physical, fast, aggressive, and ready to make a statement and kind of get back to that defense that we were accustomed to early in 2009, 2010, early in my career.
More NFL news. Two suspensions handed down. Denver receiver Wes Welker suspended the first four games for violating the substance abuse policy. Apparently took amphetamines while attending the Kentucky Derby this spring. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay suspended 6 games, fined $500,000 after pleading guilty to an OWI charge. No contact with the team for Irsay, and maybe more difficult, no social media for the Twitter-loving Colts owner. Michael Sam's found employment. Dallas Cowboys going to sign the defensive end of their practice squad. Defensive tackle Josh Brent reinstated by the league, but he'll still be suspended 10 games after his 2012 automobile accident, which claimed the life of teammate Jerry Brown Jr. And in Houston, J.J. Watt formally signed his new contract extension. 6 years, $100 million, richest ever for a defensive player in the NFL. $52 million of that will be guaranteed. Watt rewarded for his hard work, but now he says, I've got to do my part.
I'm going to do everything that I can do to be the best player I can be for this team, to be the best teammate I can be for my teammates, and to be the best ambassador for the Houston Texans.
College football, Florida State remains number one, followed by Alabama. The Wisconsin Badgers dropped to number 18 after losing their opener to LSU. Quarterback Joel Stave, the backup, word was he was injured and wouldn't be available for the home opener against Western Illinois. Apparently that's not the case. Stave saying, my arm's just not working. Maybe a case of the yips. To baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers have got the slips, and they are sliding fast. Their 7th straight loss. Cubs 7, Brewers 1 at Wrigley Field on Tuesday night. Jake Arrieta went 6 innings, allowed a run. Arismendi Alcantara hitting a 2-run home run off Yovana Gallardo, who gave up 4 runs in the first. Not all his fault. Elian Herrera with 2 errors in the inning. And Gallardo went 5, giving up 7 runs and 8 hits to fall to 8-8. Ryan Braun driving in the only run, an RBI single in the third. But the Brewers have scored just 14 runs in this 7-game losing streak to fall 2 games behind the St. Louis Cardinals. Braun says there's still time to get it turned around.
We're still in a good position. We're in a position where if we play well for the next 3 weeks, we'll go to the postseason. And we need to play a lot better than we've played for the last week. But as I said earlier, we've found a way to be in first place at the end of each of the first 5 months. You don't do that in this division without having played really good baseball, consistent baseball.
Brewers 73-65, now 2 games back of the Cardinals, who beat the Pirates 6-4. Adam Wainwright, with his 16th win, helped his cause with 3 runs batted in. Says the view from the top of the standings is pretty good.
You start scoreboard watching and knowing what those other teams are doing around the league. And there's something added to each and every game coming up down the stretch that, we know these games are very important. We know that we control our own destiny now, and we'll just go out there and try to play a good game every day.
Cardinals heading to Miller Park for a huge 4-game series beginning Thursday night. Elsewhere, it was the Mets 8, the Marlins 6. Philly shut out the Braves 4-0. San Francisco pounded the Rockies 12-7. Dodgers over the Nationals 4-1. Clayton Kershaw, the best in the business. 8 innings, struck out 8, now 17-3. Leads the major leagues in wins, earned run average, and whips. San Diego over Arizona 2-1 as Corey Spangenberg with a walk-off home run. In the American League, Boston beat New York 9-4. Tigers over the Indians 4-2. J.D. Martinez a three-run home run in the top of the ninth. Blue Jays beat the Rays 8-2. Houston over the Angels 8-3. White Sox get by the Twins 6-3 in 10 innings. Kansas City shades Texas 2-1. Seattle beat Oakland 6-5. Baltimore a 5-4 winner over the Cincinnati Reds. The Midwest League playoffs open on Wednesday night. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers second half wild card team will host Kane County, the division regular season champion, at Fox City Stadium for game one in the best of three series. The next two, third game if necessary, in Kane County gets underway at 6:35 on Wednesday night. In the WNBA playoffs, the Phoenix Mercury beat the Minnesota Lynx 96-78 to win the Western Conference Final 2-1. They'll await the winner of the Chicago-Indiana Series, which wraps up on Wednesday night for the WNBA Championship Series. The U.S. men's national basketball team routed New Zealand 98-71. Anthony Davis with 21. Americans complete pool play 3-0. They head to the round of 16. They'll take on the Dominican Republic on Wednesday. At the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, Roger Federer back in the quarterfinals with a straight set victory. Gail Monfils and Thomas Berdych, along with Marin Cilic, advance. For the women, Caroline Wozniacki, a 6-love, 6-1 winner over Sarah Errani to reach the semifinals, joined by Peng Shuai of China. And in golf, Tom Watson has made his captain's picks for the upcoming Ryder Cup. He has named Keegan Bradley, Hunter Mahan, and Webb Simpson to the team that will take on the European side September 23rd in Scotland. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.